Fine, Petronas win special election primaries in bid to replace Waltz, Gates in Congress. Both of President Donald Trump's picks to fill vacant Florida congressional seats won their primary elections on January 28. Florida's chief financial officer and fire marshal Jimmy Petronas was declared the winner of the primary election against 9 other Republican candidates fighting to fill the state's first congressional district seat, vacated by former Representative Matt Gaetz. Petronas's victory was declared by the Associated Press 7 minutes after polls closed in his district. He received almost 33,400 votes, about 66% of the 93% counted votes as of 9:07 p.m. local time. State Representative Joel Rudman was in second place with more than 5,000 votes, or 10% of the counted votes. Florida State Senator Randy Fine was declared the winner of his primary bout against 2 other Republicans to replace Representative Michael Waltz in representing Florida's 6th congressional district about an hour after polls closed. GD saved at Real Donald Trump's life so he could save the world. And tonight, both of them, powered by my amazing family and all of you who voted for me, put me one step closer to being able to help him do that, Fine wrote on X, celebrating his victory. I swear I won't let any of you down. The state senator carried more than 83% of the votes in the district, beating Aaron Baker and Esan Jorder, according to the Associated Press. His district's 2-way Democratic primary was won by Joshua Weil, who took home more than 60% of the votes, beating Guess Selmont. The two parties had different turnout numbers, with nearly 38,000 votes making up an estimated 89% of the total GOP primary vote, and more than 15,000 votes making up an estimated 92% of the total Democratic primary vote. The general election is set for April 1st to ultimately decide who fills the seats, with an early voting period running from March 22nd through March 29th. This special election was triggered in November 2024 when then-President-elect Donald Trump announced Gaetz as his first pick for Attorney General and Waltz as his National Security Advisor, causing both congressmen to resign from the seats to which they had just been reelected. Trump was quick to bestow his endorsement on Petronas for Gaetz's seat and Fine for Waltz's seat. The vacancies and time necessary to replace them mean that the GOP's 220 to 215 House majority voters, won on November 5th, won't become manifest until after the first quarter of 2025. As of January 28th, the split is 218 to 215, with New York's Republican Representative Elise Stefanik expected to vacate her seat upon the Senate confirming her as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. The news that 2 seats in the lower chamber were up for grabs also created ripple effects that will cause Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd to conduct more in-state special elections in the near future. Those special elections will be to fill Fine's seat in District 19 of the State Senate and Rudman's seat in the State House of Representatives. Rudman ran against Petronas in the FL1 primary race. Rudman's seat was vacated on January 1st, and Fine's seat will be vacated on March 31st. Primaries for those elections are also set to be held on April 1st.